Attention all passengers. We are making our final approach with service from Tampa to Los Angeles International Airport. Please be aware that you are now in a foreign nation, the Democratic Socialist Republic of New America, and therefore you will be bound by all local laws and regulations. You must now activate your phones and open your World Government-issued identification app to have all necessary documents ready for submission, including travel passport, vaccine passport, digital currency account number for travel tariff deductions and a fully completed declaration of your reason for visiting New America. Failure to provide this documentation will make you subject to arrest and imprisonment of not less than 2 years, with minimal fines of 200,000 Biden coins, which will be automatically deducted from your digital wallet. Remember to remove all eyewear for facial recognition, temperature, and retinal identification scans. Be sure all pockets are empty for full body scan and keep belts loosened should anal swabbing be necessary. Compliance with these mandatory protocols will ensure a safe and smooth customs processing experience.
The Safari Park.
You're killing me, Larry!
Hello, Larry!
Hats off to Larry!
Larry. Fucking Larry.
Larry!
Larry!
Larry! Larry, get into bed now!
Come on, Larry! Larry!
If you think what you just heard is preposterous, outlandish fiction, then think about this. A recent poll says that 41% of Biden voters and 52% of Trump voters would like to see the United States split into two separate countries via red and blue states. As usual, there's no small measure of deceit in that poll. Because long before there were Biden voters or Trump voters or Obama or Romney or Obama McCain or Bush or Clinton or Reagan, hell, going back to Jefferson versus Burr. Wait, let's make it a global perspective. No matter what corner of the earth, there have only been two political choices since the dawn of time. ASTCOs versus LUTVAs. ASTCOs are assholes seeking to control others. LUTVAs stand for Leave Us the Fuck Alone. All that other nomenclature, Democrats, Republicans, liberals, or conservatives, socialists, communists, it's bullshit. Without ASTCOs, political parties and elections might be unnecessary. LUTVAs don't need leaders. They pretty much know how to take care of themselves. Just a few administrators to oversee essential services, huh? Cops, firemen, military, and roads. Most everything else could be handled by the private sector at a local level, and was, until the early 20th century, when big government began to metastasize. ASTCOs tend to be weak, pathetic, incompetent, unaccomplished, frightened losers. They are of the hive mentality. They say it takes a village, because they need a village. But even that's a phony statement. They really don't like villages. What they like is a teeming metropolis where everyone has their nose pressed to someone else's ass. Just like a hive. Until there's a pandemic. Then a lot of them suddenly want space, room, four walls of their own and yards, maybe acres and tall fences. Ergo, the massive migrations from urban areas of New York and California to Texas and Florida. Funny how that happens, isn't it? Once the hives become unbearable due to the policies of the commies they elect, like Cuomo and Newsom, de Blasio, well, then ASTCOs flee to LUTVA territory. But once they get there, they start longing for the same style politicians that fucked up their previous location. Which is why in Texas, bumper stickers that say, "Don't California my Texas," are so common and prescient. If you dig deeper into ASTCO's backgrounds and psyches, you may find something fascinating. A lot of them had terribly fucked up childhoods. Parents with multiple marriages and divorces, drug and alcohol problems, and so on. Lots of them grew up without a compass, or maybe mummy and daddy were hardcore commies, in which case it was drilled into them that the collective, the village, the state is all powerful, and not even the family may take precedence over the state. These people as kids were like balls in a pachinko machine. Bouncing around with no direction at a young age fucks people up. It's easy to see why they're attracted to the hive, to authoritarianism, to governments that are surrogate parents. Surrogate tyrannical parents who see an opportunity to turn kidults into useful idiots and servants of the state. Many ASTCOs are wards of the state from soon after birth. You know, ASCO mom and dad, often single ASCO mom, discovers the state provides no-charge daycare. For daylight hours, kids can be warehoused at public schools from breakfast through lunch and nearly to dinner. Then parents can retrieve them at dusk, feed them, put them to bed next day. Same thing. But kids with ASTCO parents, on some instinctual level, they know they're getting screwed over. They know because not every kid stays at school for lunch. Some go home. Some lucky ones don't have to hang around every day after school. They get to go home to at least one parent who spends time with them, who gives them the undivided attention that only a loving parent can. Villages and school systems don't do that. Because of their neglect as kids, they transfer their affection to charlatans. As adults, they pine for and cling to someone, anyone, who shows an interest in them, gives them some direction, some guidance, like the other kids got. So they latch on to a surrogate daddy, or granddaddy, or great-granddaddy, like dusty, decrepit bag of maggots Biden. They gobble up the artificial persona. A decent man, a unifier, ooh, a statesman. A persona carefully crafted for him by a massive political machine. Then they see bag of maggots paired with a female. Ooh, and then ASCO drones are full on in love, presto, mommy and daddy. Or well, maybe grandpa and some weird cackling aunt or something. But since they were never blessed with a solid family, this bizarre deformed coupling serves as a substitute. They can look at Joey and his sidekick, who has never born a child herself, but is slick enough, politically and psychologically astute enough to nickname herself Mamala. Yes, that's the nickname she gave herself, and she did so because she knows that's exactly what her confused kidult base is craving. Mommy and Danny. Leaders who will watch over them, keep them safe, give them unconditional love, shower them with access to education, healthcare, housing, contraceptives. They always say access to because their handlers know it sounds better than free. ASTCOs with even a 15-watt intellect know that nothing is truly free. And those below the 15-watt level know that free shit usually is shit, like government cheese or the prize in a Cracker Jack box, which is now a digital code. So instead they say access to, which literally translated means paid for by LUTFAs. These millions of aging ASTCOs get a warm and fuzzy feeling they never really had as children when they behold ancient Joey and Mamala. Here's this rickety bag of bones with the hair plugs and false teeth who promises decency and unification. But more than that, he offers discipline.
We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin.
What public servant talks like that? What president ever has? Answer. A public servant who's damn sure that he's the boss and that people are his servants. The Astco brain interprets this arrogant dictatorial bullshit as,
"Ooh, that man just told me what to do. He must care about me."
Astcos never look deeper than the hair plugs and facelifts and false teeth of their leaders. They never bother to wonder, what has this person ever done or achieved? What have they built? And the answer invariably is nothing. Joey is a lifetime career politician, which is the very definition of a top-tier asshole seeking to control others. His entire life, he has lied and stolen, plagiarizing speeches, inventing scholarships he never won, academic achievements he never earned. His speeches are always riddled with, "I fought for this, and I fought for that." He ducked out on the real fighting. Joey finagled five, count 'em, five, deferments from the Vietnam draft. And now he's sufficiently senile to dredge up some manufactured schoolyard throwdown with the dangerous corn pop. It's a good bet that never happened, but if it did, you can wager the ranch that corn pop kicked Joey's candy ass. Somehow, through it all, through more than a half century of cashing nothing but government paychecks, Joey has become pretty wealthy. Forbes recently estimated his net worth at around $8 million. In the 4 years between being Vice Astco and President Astco, he raked in over $17 million. Wow. Could that have been speech-making fees? The guy can barely finish a sentence. And Joey, ooh, he likes to live large, among his expenses for that time were $180,000 for, quote, household help. Maybe a chef, a maid, a chauffeur, or two. But still, Forbes wondered, how did Joey bank over $4 million a year, but wind up now with only $8 million? They can't figure it out. But they were able to compute that Joey's daily cash burn rate was $2,000. Do you burn through $2,000 a day? Every day? $2,000 a day. That's Joey. He's just plain folks. Same as you and me and the guy down the street. Astcos like being told what to do and when to do it, so their leaders and
elected officials,
well, they give them just what they want. Rules on top of regulations and laws and legislation, and now the word that they most love, mandates. Ever notice how Astcos grab hold of certain words and shoehorn them into every conversation? A few years back, it was
inappropriate.
Huh? Every preschool teacher would shame them by classifying non-compliant behavior as
inappropriate.
Well, now that we have a generation of compliant, obedient goose-steppers, the new word is mandate. And they're going to mandate the shit out of you. Let's say the poll about splitting the country becomes a reality. How would it happen? How would the U.S. be split into separate nations? Civil war? Well, maybe. Because Astcos, well, they don't like to lose any control whatsoever. So those who currently operate the levers of power in this nation are not going to gallantly allow the non-compliant LUTFAs to suddenly go their own way. But how do you wage a civil war without clear geographic, ideological boundaries? It gets even more complex when you realize there are very few Astco states. What there really are Astco cities. They do love their hives. Will the nation be fractured into city-states? That might be an elegant solution. It worked pretty well in ancient Greece. They were the light of the world and had no central government, no demented geriatrics laying down mandates. They did just fine without them. Then Alexander the Great swept in from the north and delivered mandates for a few years, but as soon as his empire crumbled, the Greeks went right back to the city-state format. The fact is, most big American cities are controlled by leftist ASTCO politicians and therefore are unpleasant, crime-ridden shitholes. They were not always that way. It's the ASTCO leadership that makes this happen. Witness New York, Chicago, San Francisco, and Los Angeles, all formerly great cities, all shitholes now. I don't believe a civil war is on the horizon. Look for it instead 5, maybe 7 years down the road. At this moment, there's a migration within this country that far exceeds that of the Dust Bowl days. Voting with votes doesn't work, so people are voting with their feet. I myself am preparing to flee California because it is so clearly doomed. Not sure exactly where we'll flee to. Maybe we'll just drift for a while. After some years, when the dust and the LUTFAs have settled into regions with the fewest possible ASTCOs, then look for the Civil War. Because if you think ASTCO hotbeds like New York, Chicago, LA, and San Francisco, if you think they're shit shows now, just wait until all the LUTFAs, those who pay the bills and do the real work that keeps a civilization furnished with life's necessities, wait until all those guys, along with every small business, have either left or been bankrupted by lockdowns and taxes, when they're no longer around to support the community organizers, activists, politicians, social media managers, and educators. When their utopias have become unlivable, even for their insect mentality and aesthetics. Then, they're gonna come looking for what they cannot generate on their own. Prosperity and abundance. The only thing ASTCOs like Joey can produce is scarcity. They lack skill, they lack know-how, and most of all, they lack a work ethic. They know how to take, but not make. They know how to consume and spend, but not ration or save, which really makes them parasites, worms. Maybe it's no accident that ASTCOs react to ivermectin, an anti-parasitic drug, the way vampires react to holy water. There really are no mysteries. So if, in the not-too-distant future, you find yourself aboard a plane, or a train, or a bus, or maybe in your very own automobile at a traffic stop that resembles Checkpoint fucking Charlie with some uniformed and heavily armed goon demanding all manner of digital identification before allowing you to cross into the Democratic Socialist Republic of New America, you'll think back on this very episode. Hey, thanks for hanging with me once again. It's always great to be with you. The censorship gets more pervasive and intense every day. So if you like what you just heard, you can help me keep this Truth Outpost operational. Go to thatlarryshow.com and click the Patreon or PayPal buttons and support the show. There's also a P.O. Box address listed there if you prefer U.S. mail. There are many who would love to see this show gone. You can follow us for now on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Mastodon. You'll find links for all those also on the show page. If you want to write to me, it's thatlarryshow@gmail.com. I wonder if anyone now facing forced vaccine and lockdowns goes back to episode 178 of this very show. The killer plague is here. You can find it in the April 2019 tab at the homepage. I created and posted that show a full 8 months before anyone heard of that creepy lab in Wuhan, China. Well, anyone but Fauci and his gain-of-function stooges. My friends, things have gotten to this point because we allowed ASTCOS to advance unchallenged. It's time to abandon the defensive posture and go on the offensive, beginning with a relentless fusillade of truth in their fucking faces. I'll see you next Wednesday or thereabouts, and until that time, take no shit.